At the movies this week, we'll discover horror and humor for daring young viewers. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Director Eli Roth is known for his dark and twisted horror movies, like Hostel and Cabin Fever. But for his latest film, The House with a Clock in Its Walls, he steps away from his usual R-rated horror to create a dark and creepy PG-rated fantasy for kids. The House with a Clock in Its Walls begins with tragedy. After his parents' death, Owen Vaccaro's Louis Barneveld moves to Michigan to live with his uncle Jonathan, played by Jack Black. There's something strange and eerie and magical about Uncle Jonathan and his old house, but Louis doesn't know that the house holds a dark secret. Once he discovers that his uncle is a warlock and his neighbor, Kate Blanchett's Mrs. Zimmerman, is a witch, Louis begs to learn magic, but no training can prepare him for what's hidden in the walls. Now, adapted from the 1973 novel and geared toward kids, albeit kids who aren't prone to nightmares, The House with a Clock in Its Walls is a change of pace for a director who's known for grown-up violence and gore. In fact, it starts out as playfully as you might expect from Jack Black. Jonathan and Mrs. Zimmerman have an amusingly combative relationship, and viewers will be delighted, and perhaps distracted, by the charming characters in their relationship. But don't be fooled by the good humor, because it doesn't last. Louis struggles with loss and loneliness, and, as is usually the case, his need to fit in causes things to go horribly wrong. Here's where things go from eerie and amusing to nightmare-inducing. And while it still has a few touches of humor along the way, it quickly turns terrifying. Granted, the story of the clock doesn't always make sense, but despite the film's uneven tone and rather unsurprising adventures, it's still imaginative and scary. But is it worth fighting evil with this orphan and his uncle? It could be. You should probably leave the little ones at home, but it's an entertaining choice for some spooky viewing for more daring kids. It gets a B-. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. The House with a Clock in Its Walls author John Bellairs based Uncle Jonathan's house on a real house in his hometown of Marshall, Michigan. The home now belongs to a lawyer from Florida, who claims that he's never heard any strange ticking noises, but he'll definitely be part of the small town celebration of the film's release. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including a look at the life of Gilda Radner with Love, Gilda, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.